Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
En garde, One Bar. It's time to have dueling mocks on the Skull Hole.
Holy shit, I don't know if you're a pirate or William Wallace.
Well, I still have my balls, unlike Sir William Wallace.
That's not been confirmed. Yeah. It is officially draft week. Happy draft week to all.
And also with you.
Wow, what a week. What a week. Best week of the year. Nothing compares.
It's hard to sleep. It's hard to do anything.
It's hard to concentrate. Hard to maintain an erection for more than 3 to 8 seconds.
Actually, I've been hard pretty much since I woke up this morning.
Well, I have not. I am just, my mind is all over the place. It's going to be a tough next couple of days.
Absolutely. So we're gonna, like we said, we're going to have some dueling mocks here. We don't know what picks the other one made, so our reactions will be genuine, and they'll come from the heart, and they'll come from the parts.
And so this will be our final mock draft for the Vikings. We're doing full 7-rounders, and we're just going to throw picks at each other and see how they land.
All right. I'm going to let you start off because I'm a gentleman.
All right. You're gonna let me start. I really appreciate that. I am going to go with a little bit of a... I'm not going to say a stretch, but I'm not going to beat around the bush. TJ Hockenson, tight end, Iowa. I actually think that Noah Fant has a pretty good chance of going before Hockenson. And if there's a quarterback run, I don't think it's that far-fetched. I think if he's there, I think the Vikings pounce on him. Go best player over need, and TJ Hockenson's my guy.
If we were able to get Hockenson, I would just run around buck naked. I would be so excited. I don't think he's going to be there. I would love it if he was. Man, I don't know. To me, I think his stock's rising again. It was close to the draft. I'd be surprised if he gets out of the top 10. But, yeah, if he fell to 18, that would be amazing. I would definitely pass on a lineman for a guy like TJ Hockenson, especially when you consider next year where we don't have what Tyler Conklin. After next year, he's the only tight end on the roster. It'd be a great time to get a tight end like Hockenson and who can take over for Rudolph.
And I fully admit that some things would definitely have to fall in place, but I do think Fant has a legit shot of going before him.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, who do you got?
Well, you know, I'm really split on this because earlier in the year I was a big Cody Ford guy. Then they run the combine, I kind of fell in love with Bradbury, and now they're pretty much neck and neck. And I do think this is what it's going to come down to, but I went with Garrett Bradbury. I just think you put him at center, he's going to be there for the next decade. You put Elfline over at guard, you're improving two spots with one pick. And, you know, maybe you do, if you're at 18 and it's Bradbury and Ford, maybe you try to trade down because move down toward the end of round one, then you still have a shot at one of these guys, and then worst case, you're getting Reisner or Lindstrom. So but I'm going to go Garrett Bradbury.
Garrett Bradbury.
Safe, not sexy.
Safe, not sexy, but it's got teeth.
It does have teeth. Great movie, by the way, if you ever want to watch a movie.
I'd be all for Bradbury. I mean, he's a good pick. He'd probably be there for 8 to 10 years and be the anchor of this line. Move over Elfline. I love it.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, I'm going round two.
You're just gonna go and take it, huh?
I'm just saying I gotta make up some ground because I left a big old need on the table, and I think there's gonna be a little bit of run, so I didn't leave myself with a ton. I'm going with late riser Titus Howard, Alabama State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a hot name, but offensive tackle. He is definitely big. You know, even though he's rising lately, he would be a starter for this team day one.
Where would you put him?
I would probably put him at tackle and move Reef in.
That's what you do. Okay, that's
the only thing he can do.
Well, that's my concern with Howard was that you know, he's not a guard, so you have to put him at tackle, which means you're moving right forward. Do you want a rookie at left tackle, or would you put O'Neal at left tackle?
Well, I'd let them play that out.
Yeah, I mean, I like Howard. The value is good. Again, that's just my concern is where you end up putting them. And that's why I prefer a guard over a tackle, especially early, but I understand it.
If you wait for a guard in round two, there's not going to be a guard worth taking. So I think they go best player on the offensive line. And if a guard happens to fall, then they take him, but I don't see that happening.
All right. When I did my mock, the best player available, and this is one guy I would definitely pass on an alignment for, would be Irv Smith Jr., the tight end from Alabama. You know, he's not the blocker Hockenson is, but he's a hell of a good pass catcher. I think he would do very well in this offense and be Rudolph's replacement in a couple years.
Yeah, Irv Smith, hot name in round two. I like him. We're on the same page here. We got tight end, offensive line, just a little bit different. So it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, I'd be fine so far either way these are going.
Round three, one guy that I have not shied away from my love on. I'm double dipping on offensive line. I'm going Michael Jordan, guard center from Ohio State. And that's exactly, I'm not saying he'd play guard or center, but I think he would be a year one starter. Might not be right off the bat, but get him having the flexibility to play different spots. He's been awesome at Ohio State. I think pairing him up with Howard would give him a pretty good line.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm not as high on Jordan as you are, but I understand it. I get the need. It's a hell of a fit. You said he can play guard or center. So Mike Jordan, round three, I could live with that. I'm going with my boy, one of my favorite players in the draft, running back Miles Sanders from Penn State. I don't know if he makes it to round three or not. You never know with backs. They always tend to fall a little bit. But this guy, he's an explosive runner. He's kind of, you know, similar skill set as Delvin Cook. So he's not going to definitely, he's not going to be a change of pace. He'd just be more of the same, but that'd be a hell of a 1-2 punch. You know, defense would never really get to rest with these two as your two primary backs. So I love Miles Sanders, and I'd love him even more in round three.
Yeah, I think you love this guy more than your children, more than your wife, more than anything. I'm not even going to argue this pick because you're going to get defensive. Miles Sanders, yeah, he should be in, I'd say, round three, round four. He's good. I like him.
I love him. I love him so much.
I would love – I'm torn on running back.
He's turned into a snake.
I'm torn on running back because there's a lot of good guys in like round three or round four, but I also love the fact of just waiting and sniping someone in the later rounds. Well, so either way, I'm going to be fine. But
to me, it's like, you know, rounds three to five is where I like a lot of backs. But after that, it just drops and there's no one I really like, except for maybe Bryce Love late. But
oh, what did you say? You want to know my fourth round pick?
I did say that.
Fourth rounder. Now, this is another guy that is all over the place, and he's coming home. He's coming home.
Who is it?
It's Money Shot. It's Cashman. It's Blake Cash Money Cashman, linebacker, Gophers. Like I said, his stock is all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised if he went in round two. I wouldn't be surprised if he went all the way in round five. But we all know the Vikings need it, linebacker. We got the two big boys, and then behind them, it's pretty much nothing. I think Cashman would come in, push for a spot, at least special teams, and hopefully work his way into the starting spot.
Yeah, I mean, the question is he going to be there? You nailed it. I don't know if he's going round two, going round five, if he's going later than that. You never know. He got a lot of steam around the combine. He was really hot then. It's hard to peg, but God, I would love Blake Cashman in round four. It fills a huge need. Like you said, he's probably going to take over for Gideon sooner than later.
Gideon.
I picked a guy here. He's a late riser in my heart. I kind of just caught on this guy late, and he's Gerald Willis, D-tackle from Miami. This guy is the ultimate boomer bust player because, like, he will just shoot past people, get in the quarterback's face on one play, and the next play he's getting knocked back 10 yards. It's really odd with him. He definitely can be that penetrator that we need at D-tackle. The problem is he's just so inconsistent. But I think you put this guy on the Vikings line playing next to Linval, playing with Danielle Hunter, Anthony Barr back there, Harrison Smith, I think they could really light a fire under his ass. You could have a hell of a player here in round four.
Yeah, I've looked a lot into Gerald Willis. He's kind of a one-year wonder. Before that, he definitely had some issues off the field. So
he's got those worked out though.
Well, he's got 1 year since he's had issues. So he did what he had to do. He came in, had a big senior year. He can get his ass in the backfield, get his hands on the quarterback. So everything on the field that he does is fantastic. But yeah, a little bit of concern on the outside. But it's round four, so you know, value wise, it's huge. Like you said, high ceiling.
Yeah, I think he's boomer bust.
Boomer bust, boomer bust, boomer bust. Okay, no round five pick. We don't get no round five
yet,
pick.
Come
round five, all the Vikings fans can just start cracking those high lifes, shotgunning beers, just having a blast.
Yeah, as many weenies you can fit in your mouth.
So we're going right to round six. I'm going wide receiver. Jazz Ferguson. 6'5", 227. And that's exactly why I want him. Big physical receiver, big long arms, go get those tough balls. He had a huge year. And, you know, I think we've talked about him quite a bit before, but Jazz Ferguson with that size would get some playing time as a rookie. I'm not saying he'd be catching 50 balls by any means, but he'd see some red zone targets, and I think he'd be a good project.
Yeah, I don't think he would be that wide receiver three from the start, but he'd definitely compete, and maybe they end up doing like a rotation there with, you know, Treadwell and somebody else, who knows. I'm actually going to go with another lineman here. I only have one so far in my mock. It's my boy, Jalti Froholt from Arkansas, center guard. He's not going to wow you athletically. He's not very fast, but man, he is strong. He is stout, and he'd probably be one of our better backups at guard or center right from the start. So Hjalti Froholt got a great name. He sounds like a Viking.
I think you. I think you'd be a upgrade at or add good depth as a backup right now.
I don't know.
Dakota Dozier. So you're not giving that guy much love.
No, he's going to be solid.
Dakota Dozier. Yeah, you've mentioned him a couple times.
I love him.
I hope he goes to the Vikings just so I don't see your heart break compared to where he might go.
Yeah, praying up with the Packers, and it'll just be so sad.
I wouldn't care two shits.
I would.
Where are we at? Second pick in round six?
We are.
You already mentioned before, Bryce Love, running back, Stanford, came home.
Yeah, I had a feeling when I said that you probably took him later.
Yeah, this guy, he's got round six, round seven written all over him. Injury concerns, tough year last year. But, you know, he proved it a year ago. He's got the tools to be a hell of a running back and gets in the right situation. I think he could thrive.
Yeah, and he's going to be another one who's similar to Cook. He's explosive. He's not a power runner or anything like that.
But it's like he's all lubed up. He just squeaks through that line and everybody tries to get him. He's just slippery.
He is a slippery little bugger. But yeah, I mean, 1-2 punch. I mean, defenses can't rest with a guy like that in the field taking snaps away from Delvin Cook. So my second round six pick, I went with another. I went with a receiver, another good size, big one, Jalen Hurd from Baylor. I think he's 6'2-ish, 6'3-ish. He's raw. He's a converted running back, but he had a hell of a year last year. Probably takes him a year or two to get acclimated to the NFL, but I think he's definitely somebody who could come in and potentially be that wide receiver three. It gives you a little bit of something different there. I like everything about Jalen Hurd. Again, he needs to be molded. He's a raw piece of meat right now.
Yeah, that was his first year at receiver, and he put up a hell of a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he had over 1,000 yards and
I think it was 80 like a plus million catches
or something. Yeah, he's very intriguing.
He is.
All right, round seven. Here's where dreams are made. This is my late draft crush, and the more I watch him, the more I get hard. And it's Andrew Wingard, safety, Wyoming.
Why are you getting hard?
Watch him play. This guy is a monster alter. He's flying all over the field. He's 11th all-time FBS for tackles for safety. Pretty damn good. And not saying he's going to come in and start safety probably ever. Special team beast. Adds good depth. And, you know, he puts it all out there. I think he wouldn't give two shits if he broke both arms in a single tackle. Oh. And he's got long, long blonde hair.
All right. Well, definitely need a safety, so I'd be on board with that.
Say and it. If makes it makes you feel you, good.
If
Wingard.
If it makes you hard, it makes me happy.
Say it. Wingard.
Wingard.
Told you. You love him.
Okay. I'm going with a guy here that the Vikings have shown interest in. Again, it's a position I probably wouldn't have been drafting, but Derek Beatty, cornerback. Is it Kentucky, I believe? He's got good size. He's not very fast. So if someone gets behind him, it's going to be lights out. But for some reason, you know, both Zimmer and Spielman were at his pro day. So they definitely have interest in this guy. And, you know, Mike Zimmer is always itching to grab a corner. And hopefully, you know, he can do that round seven and scratch that itch and not take one earlier. But Derek Beatty, just it's a name the Vikings have shown interest in. So I went with it here.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna with my last pick go with the corner myself. The Vikings haven't gone a draft without taking a corner since about 1968.
Can I guess?
What?
Can I guess?
Actually, I already looked it up.
Is it Jamal Peters?
No, it's not. It's not. Oh. It is Jordan Brown, cornerback, South Dakota State, 6'201", athletic corner, good size, converted receiver. So he's got a little bit of way to go, but he was a 3-year starter. And put up some pretty good tape at South Dakota State. So, late rounder.
Is that a jackrabbit?
Yeah. You're damn right it is.
Wow. No, I once had a pet jackrabbit.
No, you didn't. And that also quenches their thirst at corner. It had to happen. It's going to happen, so.
Yeah, let's just hope it's late. Let's just hope it's late. Unless, you know, it's like Greedy Williams in round three. Something crazy.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going back to the old line with my last pick. And we talked about him before. I wasn't very original in this mock. I kind of stuck with my boys. But Trey Pipkins, the old tackle from Sioux Falls, not the strongest guy, athletic. He can move. Again, you know, he's depth. We are very, very thin at tackle. So you got to get somebody in this draft to be a backup tackle. And, you know, I think Pipkins just needs a lot of schooling because he came from Sioux Falls, probably one of the smaller schools that any prospect's coming from. But, you know, a couple years down the road, who knows? Maybe Pipkins can become something.
I love Pipkins. I love everything about that. I wouldn't even be upset if we took him in round six.
No, and
not one bit.
I got to be honest. I mean, other than Hjalti Froholt, I mean, six and seven to me is pretty interchangeable.
Yeah, so there you have it. Let's rip through each of ours. Now listen very closely because we want you to go on Twitter and let us know whose mock you prefer.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. What if it's not mine?
What do you got?
Go through my entire mock?
Just fly through it.
All right, Garrett Bradbury, round one. Round two, Irv Smith Jr. Round three, Miles Sanders. Round four, Gerald Willis. Round six, Ajulte Froholt. Round six, Jalen Hurd. Round seven, Derek Beatty. And round seven, Trey Pipkins.
All right, I got round one, TJ Hockenson. Round two, Titus Howard, offensive tackle. Round three, Michael Jordan, guard center. Round four, we got our own Blake Cashman. Round six, Chaz Ferguson. Round six, Bryce Love, running back. Round seven, Andrew Wingard, safety from Wyoming. And round seven, Jordan Brown, corner from South Dakota State.
If you were overlooking your own mock, what position do you feel you wish you could have hit a little bit better?
Even though we got TJ Hockenson in round one, the thought of not getting one of those round one offensive linemen does not sit well in my testicles.
To me, yeah, and looking over mine, I guess two things. I don't like waiting until round six to get my receiver. That's kind of a position I want the Vikings to address a little bit earlier. And also, I don't have a safety, so that's a little bit concerning. But again, you know.
Well, guess what? You could probably get Andrew Wingard as an undrafted free agent.
Hell yeah.
And your team just went to the Super Bowl.
Just those long blonde locks.
Watch that guy. Fantastic.
I'll have to check him out.
All right, so that wraps up our dueling mocks.
Guard.
Like I said, let us know which one you think is better. We're going to have one more pre-draft podcast on Wednesday. We're going to be going over a whole bunch of shit, so make sure to tune in. Hopefully we'll hear a bunch of weird rumblings by then.
It's gonna be my tummy rumbling. So, guys, this weekend, you know, it's Saturday, and, you know, it's round five, and maybe you're starting to think about not watching the draft anymore. You know what? That's the dumbest thing you could ever think of. Crack a beer. You've already committed like 18 hours of your life to it. Stick through for another 5 hours. Slam a beer. You can do it. Watch the entire draft. You'll regret it if you don't.
Nobody likes a quitter.